Alana King's daughter sighed and wiped sweat from her brow as she finished heaving the last basket of grain into the storage cave beneath the castle. "There, that should last us," she said to Genla, but her voice sounded more worried than certain. "Of course, my princess," Genla nodded comfortingly. She was Alana's maid as well as her best friend. They had grown up together in the gray stone castle which had been built by Alana's forefathers. And now she worked faithfully beside Alana, though both their hands were roughened with the effort of getting the harvest in. There were some who had sneered at the idea of manual labor. Gentlewomen who cried out in horror at the idea of getting their hands dirty or staining their fine linen skirts. But Alana had laid down the law. Who else was going to do the work now that all the men were all gone? Everyone must pitch in or they would all starve. To forestall grumbling and rebellion, she led the effort herself. With the faithful Genla beside her, she plowed and planted, watered and hoed, harvested and threshed until her hands blistered and bled and finally calloused with the rough, ugly work. The ladies of the castle had complained amongst themselves, especially Thiera, the elder witch, who considered herself above any kind of work but her magic, but none dared do so in Alana's hearing. After her father had passed into death, she had sat on his cold, gray stone throne with its worn red velvet cushion and declared that any who didn't help with the harvest would not be fed when the harsh winter months came. No one was excused. The smallest child or the oldest woman could still walk behind the reapers and gather stalks of grain which had been missed. And everyone else of able and strong body had to take part as well. There could be no more ladies of leisure now that their population was reduced by half. Will it be enough? Alana counted the scanty baskets of grain anxiously. She and everyone else in their small kingdom had worked diligently, but the harvest was still much smaller than it had been in the past. "We worked so hard, I ruined my hands. And for what result? Such a small harvest. Would it have been better if the men were still alive? Or is the ground simply giving less each year, as Papa used to say?" Well, at least they had only half as many mouths to feed as they'd had a year ago this time, before the plague came. But that thought made a lump rise in her throat, and Alana pushed it away. She stared ruefully down at her dirty palms, trying to pull her mind away from the past. Their beauty wasn't that much of a loss. Her big hands were far more deft at plowing and planting than they had ever been at the tiny, delicate needlework gentle ladies were supposed to excel at. It was as though she was born to be a farmer rather than a princess. "Well, now I'm both," she thought, and a harsh laugh broke from her lips. "My princess?" Genla looked up at her uncertainly. "Something amuses you?"
"No, not really."
Alana sighed and smiled down at her friend. It wasn't hard to look down at Genla, because though her friend was the normal height for a female, around 5'6", Alana herself most decidedly was not. Her hands weren't the only part of her that was big. All of her was, to put it mildly, much too large. She had a pretty face with dark hair that shone red in the sunshine and serious gray eyes. But Alana had always been tall, even as a child. When all the other girls had stopped growing, she had gone on and on until she was as tall as her father the king, who was by far the tallest man in the kingdom. She was 6 feet in her stocking feet, and decidedly taller if she dared to wear the high, spindly wooden heels which were all the fashion among the ladies of the court. Mostly, however, she avoided those. They made her feel even more gawky and out of place than she already did. That a royal princess should have the audacity to grow taller than most men was a great scandal among the nobles.